Raiders legend and two-time Super Bowl winning coach Tom Flores is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, as we continue to guide you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. I'm talking about two-time Super Bowl winning head coach. So what coach would you want, Tom, on Sunday? Bill Belichick or Pete Carroll? What system would perhaps suit you better and your assets?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I've never even thought about that. You know, Seattle's a more balanced offense. It's interesting because they'll run the ball. You know, they like to run the ball, and they have the beast mode that they call it. so that will be an issue that, but that doesn't get going usually until the second half. So. You can kind of take a nap in the first half as far as their running game goes, and the second half is when LeSean gets going. But Brady, you don't know which offense is going to come out, because one week it's pass, and the next week it's run. I think they're gonna try to run the ball more and stay on the field more, and take advantage of that, and then pick their passes when they have to. But both teams are very confident in what they do, and they do it quite well.
Well, confidence goes a long way. We're hitting on Super Bowl 49, getting you set and ready, the Patriots and the Seahawks. But right now, we're going to completely shift gears and our focus. Let's talk about your silver and black pride, talking about the Raiders. Of course, massive changes taking place. Jack Del Rio introduced as the Oakland Raiders' new head coach. Why do you feel, or is he the right man for this job?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I certainly hope so. You know, I've been waiting a long time, and I've been a Raider most of my professional life. I've been doing the radio broadcast now for 17 years, and I'm tired of broadcasting and losing games. I mean, I want them to do some good stuff.
Sure.
I think they're on their way. I see that. I get the feeling of that last season, the second half of the season. They played with a lot of spirit. I really feel bad for Tony Sperano, because I thought he did a good job.
Yes.
When he took over for Dennis Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping the team together and keeping them playing with excitement and spirit and energy. And that's hard to do when the team is losing, you know, most of the weeks. So I thought he did that well, and I was kind of pulling for him to stay and maybe tweak some of the staff a little bit. But it just didn't happen. You know, the ownership and the management, I guess they felt they had to go a different direction. I know Jack Del Rio from his playing days. I don't know much as a head coach, because we didn't play him that much.
He grew up in East Bay, I understand. He's been a Raiders fan most of his life, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when he was a young kid in Hayward, going to high school, and was being recruited by USC, and my friend John Robinson. I remember when John came up to recruit him, and he could do everything. He was a superstar in high school, football and baseball, and then did the same thing at USC and played very, very well through the pros. So all of that is positive. The coaching part, I assume that he's a pretty tough, hard-nosed coach, because that's the way you play the game, and I assume that's the way he's going to coach the game. I've heard a lot of good things about him, so I'm hoping he can turn it around. I think they're on their way. They've got a quarterback, and now they got to build around the quarterback.
That's right. We're going to talk about Derek Carr here in just a moment. Right now, visiting, going one-on-one with Tom Flores, Raiders legend, right now at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. So the Raiders renaissance, it is underway. Plenty of work to be done. You were talking about Derek Carr. He is the heart of this team. But what is the top priority so the Raiders can produce a winning season and a playoff berth?
Well, I don't know what the top priority is right now. They've started with getting some key players. Last year, I thought they had an excellent draft last year with Carr. You know, getting Carr in the second round was a real coup, I thought, because they wanted to get a good quarterback, I mean, a good player with their fourth pick, I mean, in the draft. And they got one in Khalil Mack. He turned out to be just an outstanding rookie linebacker. And then when Carr fell into the second round, that was a no-brainer for them, because they liked him right off the bat. And then they got Gabe Jackson, another starter, as a left guard, in the third pick in the draft. So they had a pretty good draft, and most of their young. The good news is most of the young guys that they drafted or signed as free agents got a lot of playing time in last year. The bad news is that most of their young guys got a lot of playing time last year, and that's not the way it's supposed to work. But now they've got a year under their belt, and they should be better. But they do have to fill in some of the gaps. I still think they still need a natural pass rusher. You know, they need another offensive lineman. You can never get enough offensive linemen, because if you have a quarterback, he's the guy you're going to protect, because he's going to be the speaker of the franchise.
Well, the Raiders' future, it's obviously bright. Tell me some more about Derek Carr, because it was amazing just how quickly he made the transition and how he has just come in and really absorbed the system. You just have to wonder, you know, how he'll do this in this upcoming year with Jack Del Rio's new system.
Well, I hope they continue a similar system. They're going to, from everything that I hear, they're going to use a kind of a fast-paced system, which seems to be the going thing right now. That seems to be in vogue. No huddles and get your team out there and run a lot of plays and get the defense on, off balance a little bit. That's the kind of system, though, that Derek Carr ran in college, so it's nothing that he's not familiar with. But he came in and showed a lot of maturity as a young rookie in leadership and in reaction time and adjustments. Still made a lot of rookie mistakes, but that's what it is. But he'll be better this year. He's very smart, very diligent, and works really hard at what he does.
Tom Flores has been synonymous with the Raiders and championship football for a long, long time, and always a pleasure when he joins us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You enjoy Super Bowl 49, Patriots Seahawks, and we'll see how it all shakes out. Thank you so much, Tom.
Okay, anytime, and you have a good time. Don't get caught up in all the hoopla.
I promise I won't. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. You stay close.